And now, the men who put the P-U back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And hour number two of the Computer Corner is on. It's Ken Colburn and Matt Bauer. Brandon Disney is on assignment in Las Vegas.
Right.
His assignment is to make his wife of 5 years very happy on their anniversary. Before we go back to the phones here, let's do the ever-popular, most important Geek Speak of the Week, shall we?
We shall.
First, hang on. I have to, this is another Brandon thing. He normally does this. Where is it? I can do this. You know, I should have done this while we were on break.
Probably.
Like, I'm kind of an idiot, huh? All right, let's just go right to...
I have no idea what you're doing over there.
I'm looking for the number so that I can actually give you a little musical.
Oh, yeah. No, that would have been cool. Keep looking.
All right.
There you go.
It's the Geek Speak of the Week. Take it away, Mr. Bauer.
Geek Speak of the Week. You've heard of internal memory, such as RAM or hard drive space where you would store documents. Well, external memory, which is the Geek Speak of the Week this week, external memory describes anything you would write on, like a pad of paper, a notepad, anything that you record on paper that you normally would on the computer. External memory.
That is very weak.
I know.
That's... Wait a minute. I thought we had... What was the one I chose?
I threw it out. I threw it out.
You didn't like it?
We'll do it next week.
Oh, my goodness.
How
about our download of the week?
That might be better.
Yeah?
I've been using this one for quite a while, actually. If you're ever downloading like a huge file,
yes,
and you have dial-up, so it's going to take a while, and you want your phone line to free up eventually, you can run this program. It will kill the dial-up connection after 2-3 hours, whatever you want. You can also automatically turn your computer off, restart your computer. This kind of has a countdown timer, or you can set it at a certain day, time to automatically shut down or restart your computer. There's many uses for the program, but I've been using it for a while.
How about parents that want to shut down the computer on the kids?
Perfect. Perfect. And it's also kind of a quick reference or a quick access. It just stays in your system tray. You can right-click it and click shut down instead of going to start. Turn on computer, shut down.
All kinds of stuff.
It's kind of a shortcut program.
Little teeny-tiny bit of
teeny
overhead.
Teeny-tiny bit of...
It doesn't take much in the way of resources, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Not stealing anything.
It's nothing.
But if you want to be able to program your machine to physically either disconnect the internet connection or to switch off, literally switch, you know, shut down,
yep,
check it out. This week's download of the week. Is it free?
It is free. And also, if
free like forever, or is it trial?
It's free forever.
Wow.
It's a nice little, it's like not even a megabyte.
Wow.
I don't think so. Also, if you're on a business computer, you like to lock your workstation, you can set time to lock your workstation automatically too.
So like at 6 o'clock in the evening, no matter what, it's
perfect.
Gonna lock
that. Yes, got exactly.
All right, let's go back to the phones here and see if we can help AJ. And we're not going to use music for that either because I'm just kind of a Nimrod today.
Yeah, we're not doing music today.
AJ, welcome to the Computer Corner. What's on your mind, buddy?
Well, I've been listening in these downloads of the Service Pack 2.
Yes.
I downloaded it, and I get it's not really a problem. It's an annoyance because it keeps popping up. It's called WMI. It's encountered a problem, needs to close. We are sorry for the inconvenience, you know. And I've sent an error message to Microsoft 1,000 times.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch exactly. You kind of ran through that real quick. You're getting what specifically as an error message?
WMI?
WMI, it looks like.
Tell me exactly what it says.
WMI.
Okay, but it's going to say more than that.
Well, that's all it says on the computer right now. The first time it came up, I wrote it down. It come up with a...
No, I'm talking about the whole error message. Does it say
okay,
the system has... You see what I'm saying? I need
yeah, okay.
I need more information.
All right. WMI has encountered a problem and needs to close. We are sorry for the inconvenience.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out which idiot light that they were throwing at you because, you know, it's these error messages are almost completely useless to you, right? It's
well, like says I can find it, but WMI on the computer, but there's about 100 of them, it looks like.
Well, yeah, the term WMI those three letters are used in a lot of different areas. So, well, you know, if you obviously did the whole Mr. Microsoft, what's wrong thing, and that, you know, because you're one of 600 million people that are probably saying, Mr. Microsoft, what's wrong? Have you tried the tip that we give everyone on this show every week?
That is?
Put the exact error message
in. I don't get to listen every week.
Okay. Put the exact error message, or at least the first part of the body of the message. WMI has caused a, you know, whatever that first, let's say, 8 or 10 words are.
Yeah.
Put that into Google, but put them in parentheses.
Okay,
or excuse me, quotation marks, not parentheses. And then click enter, and you will probably get about 10,000 different pages that have some explanation about what that is, and a lot of times exactly what you can do to try to fix it. Now, the problem with that process is you're going to get a billion different solutions, and they may none of them may work, or a lot of them may have nothing to do with you, but at least you'll start to understand. Usually they'll give you the reference of what the program is that's causing that. So you can go, well, I don't have that program, so this can't be my solution. So you go to the next one. You see what I'm saying?
Started after the download of the service pack.
Well, but that WMI could be part of that or could be some other program that doesn't like the service pack.
I see.
So, you know, again, you want information so that you have some idea of what to do because there's probably 10 or 12,000 files in your computer that might possibly have an impact on this particular error message. So,
just
you know, rather than going one at a time, this is a way to narrow them down so that you can actually, you know, with some base of knowledge, understand what it is that's causing the problem so you can try to squelch it for you.
Okay.
I mean, you can. I mean, there's all kinds of things you can do. How familiar with Windows XP are you?
Vaguely.
Okay, because you know you can kind of go back and back to the future. You can go back in time. You can actually restore an older configuration.
Yes.
Okay. And if you do that and that error is still there, then you know it's a pretty serious system error because it's not going away with this going back in time thing.
System restore, yeah.
But,
When I restore, though, does it get rid of all your updates and all that?
Well, it's the operating system itself will go back to whatever that restore point is. So if you haven't done service, you know, like if you go to a restore point 2 weeks from 2 weeks ago,
yeah.
Anything that you installed from there would not be there.
Okay.
All of your data would be there. So like any documents you created, none of that gets touched. But any updates and any programs would no longer be there because it's actually going back.
Well, the only thing I've installed for a very, very long time is that service pack.
Well, what I would suggest you do is it sounds like you want to try to figure this out. So hit Google with this and start educating yourself on some of the things because it could be a simple fix.
Okay.
And if not, then you can use
with a billion queries. I don't know if it's going to be simple.
Well, no, but you're gonna start to evaluate what they are. When they say this one has to do with the Windows Media Interface, you're gonna go, well, okay, I use the Windows Media Player. It's part of Windows. I have that. Or if it says Women's Mathematics Incorporated, okay, I don't have that program, so I'm gonna skip this one.
Okay.
You follow me?
I do.
You'll get there, buddy.
You don't have women's mathematics.
It's the same thing we always say on the show as well. You have two choices at this point to get this thing resolved. One is to spend a lot of time or a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, it's just an annoyance, all it is. It doesn't seem to cause any problem.
Right, which is why I'm saying I wouldn't go backwards because as soon as the service pack sneaks its way back in again, then you're right back where you started. So
okay.
I'd go track this thing down, and that's the best way to do that.
Through Google.
Uh-huh.
And quotation marks.
Yep.
All right.
And that's for anything that you ever want to learn about, not just how to fix your computer.
I got your favorite online people, America.
You mean Almost Online?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. what would you suggest?
Well,
I mean, you can't really. I understand. I can get into Microsoft through this.
Well, no. If you're saying what, I mean, forget about what I suggest. What do I do, right? Forget about suggestions. What I do is my preference is always to use the Cox cable system because it's the best bang for the buck, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You get the most for your money from the standpoint of high speed. Dial-up would kill me today.
Yeah, that's all I got because I don't go online that much.
Yeah, and so really what I suggest or what I do is really secondary to if AOL's doing what you need it to do,
yeah.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I understand.
Just keep, you know, just leave it alone because anytime you change something in your computer and go to a new service, you know what that means.
Yeah, you take more chances of going wrong.
Yeah, the devil you know is much better.
Yeah.
You know, so,
okay.
Yeah, just stick with what you got there, AJ.
Thank you for your help.
Hey, good luck, bud. Oh, I hit the button too fast. I meant to put my finger here. See, I'm not good with these buttons.
No, we got to have Brandon back.
Most importantly, we're still on the air. I did not hit the button that took us off, although I'm way late for that particular break. So
yeah.
If I didn't do it, the fine folks here at KTAR would have. So it's Ken Colburn, Matt Bauer. It's time to take a break. We'll be right back after this.